Hello, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Despite some recent shaky economic data, the market just continues to climb higher. It's called the Tina Effect, and the Heard on the Street podcast discusses what yields got to do with it. Coming up.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Heard on the Street, the podcast. We are the Wall Street Journal's home for commentary on all things financial all over the world. Reporting from New York, I'm Miriam Gottfried, joined by my colleague Spencer Jacob. Good to have you, Spencer.
Thanks, Miriam.
Today, we're devoting our entire episode to one big question. What the heck is going on with this market? Investors like George Soros are worried about economic growth and corporate profits. But with interest rates still near zero, the stock market keeps chugging nervously along. It's the TINA effect, which stands for There Is No Alternative. And here to talk to us about it, we have Heard on the Street's Justin Lehart and Steve Russolillo. Hi, guys.
How's it going?
Hey.
Justin, I'll start out by asking you, how exactly did we get here?
I took the subway.
What I mean is, how did we get to this point where, you know, we're in a long-running bull market, and yet things keep climbing higher despite these sort of nerve-wracking economic data points?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think, you know, one thing that's happening is just that we're in a low interest rate world. And, you know, for a long time when we talked about it, it was, you know, there were all these things that were keeping interest rates low, and they were going to go up any moment now because of inflation or, you know, better economies around the world. And that's just not happening. And I think that there's a growing sense among investors that this is just the way it's going to be. Even when the Fed gets to, you know, whatever the Fed's normal is, that even then it's going to be a low interest rate world.
Right. And that's a great point. I mean, yes, the Fed has raised interest rates once so far in this economic cycle, but let's not kid ourselves here. This is still a very, very accommodative Federal Reserve. And so the Fed was one of the major underpinnings of this huge bull market that we've had since the financial crisis. And yes, there's talk that a rate hike could happen in the summer, whether it be next week or July, or maybe it won't, maybe it'll happen later this year. But even if it does, it's still a very, very, very accommodative Federal Reserve. And so in that environment, you know, why not be bullish on stocks?
Well, Justin and Steve, I mean, that you're both students of the markets and you've heard this this said before, but I'll just lay it out there. There's a saying that the four most dangerous words in investing are this time is different. But this time really is different. It's very unusual. There's no, if you're students of market history, there's no time like this where you've had rates at zero for a prolonged period of time and you're 7 years into a bull market. There's nothing to compare it to. Does that make you uneasy?
I mean, I guess you should always be uneasy. I think that, you know, the question right now, I guess, is you know, I think that what makes you the most uneasy about the low rate situation is, what if something bad happens to the economy, right? The Fed just doesn't have any ammunition. And the answer to that isn't that, oh, well, the Fed should raise rates, so it has ammunition, right? That would, you know, that would do bad things to the economy. So we may be in an environment where, you know, where you're in a low rate environment, there's just always this sort of like nagging worry that the next recession is going to be really, really hard to deal with. And that just may be, you know, where we are now.
But the Fed can always do something, all right? I mean, they would turn the quantitative easing, the QE spigots back on, and, you know, maybe we get a QE 4, 5, 6, and 7, or whatever you want to call it. But can't the Fed always do something?
Well, yeah. I mean, and it will always do something. The question is just, you know, how much oomph that something has.
We are going to have to end it there. Thank you, Justin and Steve. That wraps things up for this week's Heard on the Street podcast. Please join us every week for the latest in global investing. For more, please check us out at wsj.com/heard. From New York, I'm Miriam Gottfried. On behalf of the rest of the Heard on the Street team, thanks for listening.